That's the sound of my my bread mixer, and that's the sound of my radio. The sound of my bread mixer, Sunday morning, which is a day late for me. I normally make my sourdough on a Saturday, but a bit of a hectic time at the moment. And I thought I'd just do a bit of a boo about why I do sourdough, because it's not easy, you know? It's really not easy. There's a phrase, isn't there, that it's sometimes best to do things the stupid hard way. And I think that's the case with bread, because you get a much better result. And sourdough is a flour and water, wild yeast mix that bubbles and ferments. And we used to eat a lot of fermented food, and we don't do that anymore. There's a fascinating article on Radio 4 on the food programme recently, looking at how that can cause problems. And they've linked it, the lack of eating fermented food, to things like ADHD and similar kind of behavioural issues. You have to listen again to get the science, because I just heard it in the car, I can't remember it. But we do kind of lack that fermentation and that kind of sitting and bubbling, and we want instant everything. And that's the same with food, isn't it, and bread. And I guess, you know, with the growing population, it's one of the wonders of modern science that we can produce huge volumes of pappy crap and wrap it in plastic and call it bread. But it doesn't make your life any better. It just fills a hole. And I think sometimes we forget quality and in our rush for quantity. Anyway, I make my own sourdough. I've been making it for, I don't know, 3 years now. I'm not brilliant at it. There are loads of people who've been making it less long than me who are so much better. You've only got to follow the hashtag sourdoughmeup and look at the photographs that come from that, from Plan Bakery. And, you know, it's really Evil Gordon, that is. Any of you who want to follow him on Twitter. It's really interesting to see how it changes the pace of your weekend, because you don't have to be engaged with your bread all weekend. You just have to mix it in the morning. There's a knead every now and again. There's a bit of a couple of rises, but it's there. It's constantly in your mind. It kind of anchors you back into the kitchen. You can go away and do other things, but it kind of brings you back in. And then, you know, you wake up the morning after you've done the mix. So this will be Monday morning for me when I bake, and there's nothing better and watching it rise or not rise as much as it should, and cutting it open. And I have a rush of kids who want to have the first piece, which is probably cutting it too early. But it's fab, really good. I can recommend a few books on it, or one in particular. Dan Leppard's The Handmade Loaf, absolutely superb. Well worth a look. If anybody wants any sourdough culture, talk to either Tom Herbert at Hobbs House. He's got a 57-year-old one. He'll sort you out. Evil Gordon, or I'm happy to share mine. All right, have a good day.